We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Tolerant viewers and Carlos Arisate, that means welcome in Greek. The Greek alphabet has been in use since about 750 BCE. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia and Bogotá, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bellavista and Channel 44 on Via Vision de Via Mayor. In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguirre, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Corée, Channel 27 on Corée Video Cable. In Santani Tapiraquai, Channel 30. And in Hoqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Sudu del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26. In Bamenda, on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40, formerly 24, in Lambé. And Envoi on Siatsat, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altay Cable TV. In Ernadette City, Channel Z26 on Alhar Tinga Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Swatar Selink Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dahul Ul Province, Channel 8 on the Han Broadcasting System. In Alhar, Channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar. Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hotu on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neo Sadra TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Kwan U Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Changhua Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Sinher Cable TV. Yongchalu Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. in Elan County Channel 108 on Union Cable TV, in Kualien County Channel 107 on Dongyao Cable TV, in Kualien Cable TV in Penghu County Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV, in Qingmen County Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV, in Taitung County Channel 107 on Tung Tai Cable TV, in Cha'e County Channel 97 on Goshang Cable TV, and in Cha City Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Brain Gain Initiative will allow participating Arab and African universities to connect with worldwide experts. In science news, Australian researchers learn from the honeybee's perfect landings. In animal welfare news, Irish citizens urge for stronger protection of animals. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February the 7th, Mr. Charles Dickens, considered one of the greatest novelists of the Victorian era, was born in 1812 in Hampshire, England. Among his most famous works in his prolific career are his autobiographical David Copperfield, Great Expectations, A Tale of Two Cities, and the much-loved holiday classic, A Christmas Carol. Mr. Dickens is known for the incredible characters he invented, his mastery of prose, and his insightful depiction of society. May the timeless tales of great writers like Mr. Charles Dickens continue to enthrall delighted readers for many generations to come.
Flyer News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Updates from Haiti. With over a million Haitians still struggling in the aftermath of the severe 7.0 January 12 earthquake, doctors fear an outbreak of another type of medical problem.
The hospital and the doctors for the last couple of weeks have been doing a great job, and they're doing cases that are so tremendously large in a small setting with minimal supplies and doing a great job. But just the nature of what we're seeing, we're going to see another wave of surgical complications, which are going to be infections.
Conveying her deep concern and sorrow for prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai had immediately made funds available and donated $60,000, calling for our association members to go help the desperate, especially in providing medical and surgical care, as well as quality pain medications.
Combined with donations from our global association members, the contributions currently total $269,000, in amounts that could purchase $9.6 million in emergency aid in the United States based on Haiti's cost of living. Covering most of their own travel expenses, our international association members are offering much-needed services as physicians with skills in wound care, as well as nurses, dentists, and cooks.
We're here in the streets of Port-au-Prince in Haiti.
All the Haitian people are at the street now. They don't have nowhere to go. They have no foods. They have no drinking. They have nothing for living now. And we need that. We need to find more doctors for helping the other person who are alive. I congratulate you for your wreck, because it is not an easy wreck for doing.
So this is a 1 month baby. He has been having fever, nausea, vomiting. Okay. And the best way to keep the baby healthy and alive is to keep hydrating the baby.
Our association members have also been graciously assisted in packing and transporting food supplies by groups like the Civil Defense of the Dominican Republic.
Estamos ayudando a empacar lo que son estos alimentos para ser distribuido en Haití como defensa civil. Nos sentimos satisfechos, felices, porque esta organización sin fines de lucro, ¿verdad?, se han desprendido de lo que muchas agencias no han hecho, que es de compartir y sobre todo entregar personalmente las ayudas a cada uno de los afectados en Haití. Así que les exhorto a que sigan hacia adelante. Gracias a la maestra por estas ayudas y por tenernos nosotros en cuenta para colaborar en lo que es en los empaques de tus alimentos para ser llevado a los afectados a Haití.
In addition to food and medicine, more items are on the way, such as toys and art utensils as individual gifts for children, as well as rubber balls, frisbees, card decks, and sets of dice to be given to small groups and communities.
Do you have parents, mama, papa?
My mama, no.
She doesn't have any mother, any mama, because her mother had died since the earthquake.
What happened to her arms?
She says that a higher building falls on her arms.
Do you have enough medicine to help the pain?
Est-ce que bon médicament pour capable de avec douleur bras bawa? Yes, she does.
Okay, I have a teddy bear here and I want to give it to her. This is from Master Qinghai.
Each endeavor of our association's relief team, the people they encounter all express their deep appreciation for Supreme Master Qinghai's caring support.
We want to unitedly thank Supreme Master Qinghai for being a spearhead in encouraging and supporting and encouraging others to come out as doctors and physicians and the cook team to be able to help the hurting people of Haiti. But I just want to thank you personally for teaching that spirit of humility and serving. Thank you again.
Reporting for Supreme Master Television from the streets of Port-au-Prince in Haiti.
We are grateful to all governments, organizations, and volunteers rendering assistance to the quake-stricken in Haiti. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving aid, as well as our association's relief team for their sincere endeavors. Our prayers for the protection and swift recuperation of the Haitian people, and that such devastation soon subside through humanity's gentler regard for the ecosphere.
Unseasonable rain wreaks havoc in Mexico. Days of unexpected rainfall have caused widespread flooding and landslides, resulting in at least 30 fatalities. In Michoacán state alone, over 15,000 people and 2,000 homes were affected, while Mexico City reached an emergency situation as some 7,500 homes were flooded with sewage-contaminated water. Soldiers have joined emergency crews to ease the situation, and President Felipe Calderón is visiting the most affected states to address the damage.
Expressing her sorrow and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our Native Association members please go if possible and help anyone in desperate need, such as the orphaned or elderly without caregivers, saying that necessary funds are available.
We thank the Mexican military and emergency personnel for your ready help to those in need. Our gratefulness also to Supreme Master Qinghai for her care extended to the most vulnerable. We are saddened to know of the lives lost as we pray for the soon restoration of the storm-affected people and that the earth may be renewed through our greater consideration toward the environment.
Cyclone sweeps through French Polynesia. The storm's high waves cost a human life in the Austral Islands, with a dozen injured on the island of Bora Bora as Cyclone Ali brought winds of up to 200 kilometers per hour to the French Polynesian islands in the South Pacific.
Thousands were evacuated for safety, including several hundred on the popular resort island of Tahiti. Communication was disrupted, with airports and harbors closed in some places, and only emergency service vehicles allowed on the roads. Our sympathies for the life lost to this storm, as we wish those affected a soon return to stable lives. May our kinder regard for all beings help minimize disturbing events as these.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Historic agreement reached in Northern Ireland. Following 10 days of meetings, Protestant and Catholic leaders of the Sinn Féin and Protestant Democratic Unionist parties, along with Prime Ministers Gordon Brown of the United Kingdom and Brian Cowan of Ireland, hailed an accord that transfers control of security and the justice system back to Ireland from the United Kingdom for the first time since 1972. Under the agreement, Northern Ireland will create a new Ministry of Justice that is responsible for police, court and probation matters. All parties involved in the negotiation process expressed their satisfaction with the outcome. Speaking of the accord, Prime Minister Cowan stated, "It lays the foundation for a new future, one of mutual respect for people of different traditions, equality and tolerance." Our sincere congratulations, Your Excellencies, Northern Ireland and United Kingdom. Blessed be the kind-hearted Irish people to coexist in peace and brotherly love.
New line of vegan dog food launched in US. Humane Choice is the name of the recently launched brand of cruelty-free, all-natural, certified organic dog food now available online through Amazon.com, as well as in Petco, Whole Foods, and various independent supply stores. Sponsoring organization the Humane Society of the United States, or HSUS, also hopes that this 100% plant-based product is a step toward the elimination of factory farming.
Moreover, 6% of the wholesale price will go toward various HSUS charitable endeavors, such as undercover investigations of animal cruelty, as well as rescue efforts in veterinary care. As HSUS President and CEO Wayne Parcell explained, Humane Choice is a nutritious, environmentally friendly and ethically responsible food for our best friends. Every bag of Humane Choice helps us celebrate the pets we love and provides us with additional resources to help animals through our programs.
Bravo and many thanks, Mr. Parcell and Humane Society of the United States, for the auspicious launch of Humane Choice. May our animal companions, one and all, enjoy wholesome vegan fare as we look forward to a world of peaceful coexistence among all Earth's inhabitants.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/beveg.
officers save lives in fire. Upon seeing smoke and flames in the building across the streets from the Massachusetts USA Elder Home where they worked, nurses Denise Dears, Lisa Robichaud, and Charlene Pogulski immediately called the fire department and ran into the burning building to warn residents of the flaming complex. When they saw that a tall fence was hindering the escape of two mothers and their babies, the three women immediately joined together in getting them out in time. Despite the building being reduced to charred ruins, residents were safely evacuated, with many later being given warm clothing and tea at the Elder Home. A hero salute to Denise Dears, Lisa Robichaud, and Charlene Pogulski for your courageous life-saving efforts. Wishing all the recovering fire victims many joyful celebrations of life in the company of treasured loved ones.
Save our planet. Reducing meat consumption, a sure way to alleviate climate change. Speaking of the United Kingdom's already established emission goals, during a February 3rd conference, Soil Association Policy Director Lord Peter Melchett said that these will be met only if consumers reduce their intake of pork and poultry alone by at least 75%.
Lord Melchett stated, "It's ludicrous not to talk about consumption when we are talking about environmental sustainability." Meanwhile, he also highlighted the benefits of organic farming, saying that a recently conducted study found that if all the farmland in the nation went organic, the soil could absorb 3.2 million tons of carbon, or the equivalent of removing nearly 1 million cars from the road.
Our appreciation, Lord Melchett and Soil Association, for your encouragement of the transition to meat-free organic living. May we soon herald a vegan world for the vibrant stability of our precious earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has frequently advocated organic vegan farming and adoption of the same planet-cooling diet as highlighted in an October 2009 climate change conference in Formosa or Taiwan.
Without the needless animal industry, not only we will gain forests, we can also have organic vegan farmlands to grow real decent food for humans. And like the forest, these farmlands can also absorb a lot of heat from the atmosphere, and a global shift to organic vegan practices could mean 40% of all greenhouse gases absorbed as well, apart from the 50+% that we eliminate through the terminating of the animal raising practice. World governments could save tens of trillions of US dollars if everyone be veg and plants organic. So you see, 50% less from no more animal industry, 40% less carbon dioxide from organic farming, then we will be singing. Our world will be safe.
Save our planet. Spray-on material offers eco-friendly protection. German company Nanopool has created a spray-on glass technology 500 times thinner than a human hair that protects nearly any surface from dirt, bacteria, heat, and ultraviolet radiation, enabling it to be easily cleaned with water while still allowing breathability.
The product is created by extracting silicon dioxide from quartz sand and then adding the molecules to water or ethanol. In the food industry, tests show that surfaces treated with this material remained as sterile after cleaning with hot water as with strong bleach, while the products also effectively protected ancient buildings and relics, allowing marks, such as graffiti, to be easily washed off. Hats off, Nanopool, on your innovative new technology. Wishing you abundant success with this and other green contributions as we look forward to celebrating a world full of environmentally friendly products.
Save our planet. France's ecology minister Jean-Louis Borloo states that an 18-month ban on the international bluefin tuna trade must be implemented to protect the overfished species.
Save our planet. Guilin Elementary School in Yunlin County, Formosa, opens a pro-veg restaurant that serves students two meatless meals a week to help reduce carbon emissions and preserve the environment.
Save Our Planet. In Sydney, Australia, a newly opened seawater desalination plant is expected to supply 15% of water needs for the growing metropolitan area that has been affected by increased droughts due to climate change.
Save Our Planet. A local Turkish court in the Black Sea's Rize province orders a halt on the construction of a hydroelectric plant, saying that it does not provide watershed considerations for an area already designated as protected.
Hi all, I'm Gobbles the Turkey, and this is my vegan family, Libby and Gibby.
Hello, kind viewers.
Hi, friends.
We would like to tell you about a tip for Valentine's Day next week.
How about filling a beautiful box with your special one's loving qualities?
That sounds nice. How do we do that?
Well, Gibby, on separate heart-shaped pieces of paper, write their beautiful characteristics.
Yes, like for your dad. I'd use words like generous, thoughtful, and compassionate.
Aw, thanks, sweet Libby.
Oh, then you place the hearts in a small, festive container.
That's right. Then your cherished ones can be reminded of some of the many reasons you think they're wonderful.
That's cool.
Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now, the worldwide weather.
In education news, a United Nations agency and a United States-based computer firm joined to start a technology program in African and Arab region universities. The UN Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, in partnership with Hewlett-Packard Company, have established the Brain Gain Initiative. This endeavor will make it possible for participating universities to connect with experts worldwide through use of global scientific networks and enhanced computing power. The laboratories involved will be given $25,000 in computer equipment and $20,000 for operational funds. It is envisioned over 100 universities will be involved in the plan before 2012. Our sincere appreciation, United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization and Hewlett-Packard Company, and God bless your laudable program. May our improved use of technology enable us to create a more loving and sustainable world.
In science news, Australian researchers study bees' perfect landings. Scientists from the Australian Research Council's Vision Centre in Brisbane and the Queensland Brain Institute at the University of Queensland have filmed more than 1,000 graceful landings of the industrious honeybee. Using a high-speed camera, researchers are analysing the bee's impeccable techniques when dealing with different surfaces, from horizontal and vertical to upside down. Professor Mandiyam Srinivasan of the Queensland Brain Institute believes a better knowledge of their flying motions could help engineers design a new generation of automated aircraft. Our thankfulness, Professor Mandiyam Srinivasan, Queensland Brain Institute and Australian Research Council Vision Centre scientists, for your fascinating observations. May we continue to appreciate our marvelous and intelligent bee co-inhabitants on our shared planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, Animal welfare activists in Ireland advocate stronger protection of our innocent co-inhabitants. It looks like a little birdie is coming by the garden to say hello. Be right back. More lucky news when we return, here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, salutable news for a respectful world. In animal welfare news, hundreds in Ireland call for better protection of our precious animal co-inhabitants. A pro-animal gathering in central Dublin was planned by the founder of Animal Rights Action Network, Mr. John Carmody. The event was attended by several groups, including the Irish Anti-Vivisection Society, several Irish branches of the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, as well as our association members from the United Kingdom. Individuals held placards and banners. Some were dressed in animal costumes.
We want the government to take us very seriously and to realise that animals do experience fear, pain and suffering, and that in the upcoming animal welfare bill, they need to, you know, strengthen legislation.
People also gathered to hear talks by leaders from such associations as Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, headquartered in the United States, the Vegetarian Society of Ireland, and the United Kingdom political party, Animals Count. Our heartfelt gratitude, Mr. John Carmody of Animal Rights Action Network and other dedicated organisations, for your care and commitment to our animal friends' safety. May our planet soon evolve to one in which all beings are respected and loved.
Let's share some fun and laughter with a joke told in Czech, entitled Proper Name.
Chorecepta inspektora. Mohu říkat inspektorovi opice? Inspektor. Samozřejmě, že ne. To by byla urážka státního zaměstnance ve službě. Chodec. A mohu říkat oslovy inspektor? Inspektor. Oslovy můžete říkat, jak chcete. Načež se chodec usměje a řekne. Tak nashledanou, pane inspektore.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
The show A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms is nice and helps people to view the cultures of every nation. Joshua from Manila, the Philippines.
Warm-hearted Joshua, thank you for your sweet note. We pray for a glorious future of enjoying each other's rich cultures on our earth. May heaven smile on you and the God-loving people of the Philippines.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
Now we say, O Theos Nassas Evloi, which means God bless in Greek.
May heavenly love and compassion be your special emblem.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The Azerbaijani Foreign Ministry announces that Indonesia will open an embassy in Azerbaijan to further the relations and cooperation of the two countries.
Now available in UK stores is Cara Dairy Free, the country's first coconut-based non-dairy milk, which has won over customers in taste tests and is both cholesterol and lactose-free.
The second China Border Wildlife Conservation Award ceremony honors the champions of animal protection in the country's more than 2,500 nature reserves.
United Arab Emirates businessman Faraj bin Hamouda donates advanced medical equipment to the Gaza Eye Hospital in Palestine through the Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum Charity and Humanitarian Foundation.
New Zealand scientists found that assessment tools used to show smokers their individual risk of future disease are effective in helping the smokers reduce, set a quit date, or cease smoking completely.
Chinese and Yemeni education officials meet to discuss the furthering of their countries' cultural exchange and scholarships.
Award-winning US television host and philanthropist Oprah Winfrey introduces viewers to her newest family members. Two 14-week-old Springer Spaniels adopted from the PAW Chicago Animal Shelter.
British and German astronomers develop a technique in data analysis that enables relatively small ground-based telescopes to be able to search for planets that sustain life.
In response to growing student choice of the vegetarian lifestyle, Arkansas State University in the USA provides additional vegan lunch options such as soy milk, tofu, vegetarian soups, and vegan desserts.
During a speech before the German Bundestag, Israeli President Shimon Peres affirms that Israel is prepared to offer land as part of helping Palestine become established as an independent and peaceful state.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.